just TH or whatever. I've been in China. Well, spent a year there altogether, traveling around, living with Chinese people, and I would say, dare say, that I know a bit more about China, the spirit of China and the Chinese, than most people in Sweden. The funny thing is that many people in Sweden seem to like to identify with the Americans, to think that we want to be like the Americans, they are cool, we want to be like them, try to copy them, their fashion, their ways, their even their holidays, Halloween things, and their music and so on. But I think really, if we would look at it without the bias that, of course, US-controlled media has created, Swedish people would feel much more comfortable with Chinese people than with Americans. And you can only understand that if you have been to China, especially traveling around a bit, because there is a certain mood among Chinese people, close to nature, living smart, sustainable, and they use the old tricks and knowledge from thousands of years for farming and this and that. There's a lot of ecological, organic thinking in China that we don't notice. But also this kind of sense of modesty, to not take more than you need, to live a simple and humble life and be responsible, be truthful, honest, a good person. You find those both in Sweden, Swedish people, and in Chinese. So I would say there are many healthy things that Swedes and Chinese share, and there are many unhealthy things that Swedes and Americans share, ironically.